Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Holly Wade is here. Holly's our good friend, great Brain Trust member, director and research of research and policy analysis for the NFIB. She brings with her the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism, which is the gold standard, my friends. It is the gold standard of small business sentiment on the planet, probably in the galaxy. Holly, thanks again for being here. I love the index. You guys probably know, but I mean, I don't wander off very far in my work, in my writing, on the show. There's very few days that goes by that I don't invoke the NFIB's work, your work, the work that you do, you and Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. I talk about it all the time, and probably one out of five of my articles has some reference to the NFIB's index. So good for you guys, and keep up the good work. Let's talk about hiring, because this is a real mixed bag right now. Your numbers are up. Your average, your index, the labor, the hiring element of your 10 factors in the index is up this time. But there's some news inside of it in the internals that's a little troubling. Go ahead and tell us about the basics.
So our job openings, hard to fill job openings, went up 4 points. So 37% of owners are saying that they have a hard to fill job opening. And about 26% of NFIB members or respondents to the survey say that labor quality is their single most important problem in operating their business. And that's 1 point below the historic high for the 46-year old survey. And so we've never seen a tighter labor market for the small business sector. I mean, it's overall, certainly, we're now at 3.6 unemployment rate, and we added, the BLS said we added about 225,000 jobs last month, which is wonderful. But it is increasingly becoming a problem for small business owners in filling those positions and growing their business.
Well, the internals on that 220, Holly, was that companies under 20 employees, the very smallest employers, didn't grow any jobs. Their net increase was zero.
Yeah, it's very hard. They're competing with other businesses.
That's it, the bigger ones. The ones that can offer benefits are getting what's left of who's available. And the small companies, and this is really troubling. And I really hope that that's a detail, that's a statistic, that's a fact that the administration and the Congress will focus on, because Holly, the half of the economy is made by companies that are under 50 employees, and many of them under 20 employees.
Absolutely,
there are millions of employers out there under 20 employees.
Exactly. I mean, the vast majority of small businesses are under 20 employees.
Yeah.
And they're having such a hard time filling these positions and growing their business when there are opportunities to grow their business. And so,
Holly, here's one other thing. I warned people about this in my predictions. If you follow that trend on out a little further, if you take it out into the future a little bit, today those very small employers are having a hard time competing with the big companies for whoever's left in the marketplace. And so when those people are gone, when the bottom of that barrel is empty, those bigger companies are going to come after your key employees. And that's when I called it a Hunger Games scenario. We're looking at a potential
Hunger Games
scenario. They're going to be coming after your key employees. And within 6 months, people will be reporting on what I just said.
Yes. And thankfully, small business owners are becoming more creative in how they're training employees. We see that, we found that a good portion of them are lowering the minimum qualifications that they used to have and increasing their training, their internal training programs. But that takes a lot of time and energy to upskill those who might not otherwise be hired for those positions. And so it's a balancing act. And then when you have benefits like a health insurance cost still escalating and becoming increasingly unaffordable for small businesses to offer, it's a competitive disadvantage for hiring and keeping employees. And so those are the struggles that small business owners are having.
What did your, on your compensations part of your index, what did they tell you about that? Because that's part of what we're talking about here. Small business owners are going to have to make sure, what I've been telling them, Holly, is if you have a key employee that would be a nightmare if they left, what would you pay them to get them to change their mind if they told you they were taking another job? Whatever you would pay them to keep them, you better pay them tomorrow or today, even though they haven't resigned. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, 36% net percent are reporting raising compensation. That's up 7 points from last month. And net 24% are planning to do so in the coming months.
Yeah.
So they're planning. So, like, historically high levels of small business owners are planning to increase compensation. But even more of them are having to do so because of the competitive environment that they're working in.
Mm-hmm.
And so compensation being the main tool to attract and retain employees, they're having to come up with ways to pay more and to keep those valuable employees, as you said, because that's the most important part of running their business.
And we need better policies coming out of Washington for retirement plans, for health care plans. We need to lubricate those two systems, health, the retirement and health care. We need to enhance those and lubricate them to make them easier for the very smallest of small businesses to take advantage of, so
Absolutely.
We can compete straight up for employees. Tintel, right back with Holly Wade.
Exactly.
NFIB.com is the website. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.